We come now to the last group of outcomes. Section 5 is entitled Trustworthy Faith, which is usually called Systematic Theology, Ethics, Church History, or Stewardship. 5.1 says, Believe. Titus 1 verse 9 says, He must hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught, so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine and also to rebuke those who contradict it. Titus 2:1 continues, But as for you, teach what accords with sound doctrine. And 2 Timothy 4:3-4 says, For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. We live in an age where these scriptures have never been more needed. There are thousands of so-called preachers who simply see opening a church as a business, a way of earning a living. They are not concerned about teaching or practicing sound doctrine, but instead teach their congregation things that their itching ears want to hear. In doing so, they are leading millions away from the true gospel. This is very similar to the situation we read about in Titus 1:9. Wiersbe, in his commentary, says, It didn't take long for false teachers to rise in the early church. Wherever God sows the truth, Satan quickly shows up to sow lies. Titus faced an enemy similar to that described in 1 Timothy, a mixture of Jewish legalism, man-made traditions, and mysticism. They wouldn't submit to God's word or to the authority of God's servant, for they were unruly. Rebellious would be a good translation. Beware of teachers who will not put themselves under authority. They were vain talkers. What they said impressed people, but it had no content or substance. In fact, this is one of the very reasons why Reformer exists. We hope to equip pastors to be able to minister effectively and to preach sound doctrine. Doctrine is not a very popular word these days. Some would even see it as a negative word, and as a result, they tend to avoid talking about it or even preaching it. However, this is not how Jesus saw things. In Luke 20:27-40, he didn't hesitate to oppose the false doctrine of the Sadducees, who did not believe in the doctrine of the resurrection or the existence of angels and demons. Mark adds that Jesus told them that they were wrong, and he repeated at the close of his comments, You are quite wrong. Mark 12:24-27, Jesus said to them, Is this not the reason you are wrong, because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God? He is not God of the dead, but of the living. You are quite wrong. As the website bible.org puts it, apparently sound doctrine mattered a great deal to Jesus. It mattered because he knew that a person cannot hold to serious doctrinal error and be rightly related to the God of truth. It mattered because he knew that it is impossible truly to love a person who holds to serious doctrinal error if you do not warn him of his error and teach him the truth as revealed in God's word. Since sound doctrine mattered greatly to Jesus, it should matter greatly to us. Next week, we will see how to believe and practice sound doctrine.